Today we hear the outburst of joy coming straight from Bach's heart of faith as he celebrates the resurrection. The movement opens with a blast, a wall of sound which almost overpowers us as it comes, unexpectedly, completely out of the blue, just like the resurrection surprised absolutely everybody. After the choir sings, "Et resurrexit, resurrexit," and he arose, the choir goes silent, possibly in shocked amazement, while the orchestra continues the excited animation, trumpets, timpani, and all. The four soloists then sing a very brief fugue, why not, with a complicated subject having many fast 16th notes. You can easily hear one voice after another enter with this solo melody. But before the fifth soloist can enter, the choir bursts in again, taking its turn singing those transforming words from the Nicene Creed. And this gives us a good introduction to this four-minute movement. Bach will use solo voices, or the full orchestra by itself, or the orchestra without the trumpets and timpani, and also what we call tutti, everybody, the choir, the soloists, and the full orchestra. Bach keeps moving, keeps changing from one grouping to another, and that keeps us on our edge as we wonder what surprises are coming next. This movement is about surprise, about triumph, about unbridled joy.
Et mortuus, et mortuus, et mortuus.